Track 1.1. Unit 1. Reading 1. What does polite mean to you? 1.
In many countries around the world, no matter what generation you are, there are some key things that are considered polite behavior. Turning your phone off at dinner, turning it down on public transportation, not interrupting colleagues, saying please and thank you, and offering seats to those less able to stand than you are all considered appropriate and polite behavior in many cultures. Although most people agree these behaviors are polite, there is a big difference in politeness between the generations. It was once considered polite to stand when someone left the dinner table, but this is no longer the case. Additionally, older generations are the most likely to judge someone's politeness, but what other factors influence politeness in society?
2.
While languages change over time in terms of words being added or taken away, they also change in terms of their structure and use. Some phrases are not really used for their actual meaning, but as polite social phrases. For example, when someone says, "Thank you," how should we reply? Older people are more likely to say, "You're welcome," whereas younger people are more likely to say, "No problem." The concepts of polite behavior don't just vary by age. They also vary by geographic location. How we display polite behavior in one place is quite different in another.
3.
From tipping to smiling and how you eat, there are different ways to show politeness across the world. Take tipping, for instance, which is polite and expected in countries such as the USA. However, in Japan, tipping is not expected in any situation and may even create a difficult situation by offending someone. The hand you use to do different things is not important in most European cultures, but in India, the left hand is considered unclean and shouldn't be used to eat, greet, or exchange money. Some people now even argue that asking for directions is rude. People have phones for that and should not need to interrupt other people.
4.
This is not the only influence technology is having on what is considered polite behavior. Cell phones have changed what is considered polite behavior in many situations. To some people, even just having your phone at the dinner table is thought to be impolite. An even greater number are likely to consider speaking on the phone during dinner as rude. However, some people argue that there are differences in this depending on people's age. Take sending emails in a meeting from your phone. Many younger people are likely to consider this as acceptable, whereas older people are much more likely to have a negative reaction and find this rude. Overall, those under 30 are arguably much more tolerant of people using cell devices at a meal, during a meeting, or in a class. Younger generations simply have a different perspective on what is socially acceptable behavior when it comes to using technology. Digital devices are not only changing how we behave, but also what we consider polite behavior.
5.
The concept of politeness varies greatly across cultures and generations. What is acceptable in one context may cause great offense in another. Adapting our behavior to suit other people and the situation is a skill we all need to learn.